If you were to drive down State Route 619 in Ohio, you would miss it if you drove by. A rather unassuming building on the side of the road looks almost out of place. A motel. A series of 20 cabins and a small red brick cottage on the property. Notorious, infamous, disgusting, dangerous are some of the adjectives used to describe this place known as Steve's Motel. Known as a hangout for criminals, sex workers, drug addicts, murderers, and rapists since 1937, it is mostly known for a particular incident that happened in 1991. In which a triple homicide occurred. The owners of Steve's Motel were murdered in their sleep, execution style, along with their six-year-old daughter, Night. That case has never been solved. Steve's Motel was demolished earlier in 2021. However, its legacy as an urban legend lives on. And that's what we're going to talk about today on Disquietude. Steve's Motel. We got a guest with us tonight. Very good friend of mine, Mr. Vinny Knuckles. Round of applause for Vinny. Why is Vinny here? Well, Vinny is the one that told me about Steve's Motel, as he is from the area. And as listeners, when you are done watching this episode, you're going to go on the internet and look up stuff about Steve's Motel, and you won't find anything about Steve's Motel.
Absolutely jack shit.
You will find nothing about it. But there'll
other
be a
than
lot
about them like bulldozing it.
Yes. Right,
about
them, that's them, what them,
they're so happy they tore it down.
So right. Happy.
They're just like, finally. So from what I gathered in my internet research is that everything about Steve's Motel is word of mouth. Like, people have their own stories. And that's how I found out about it from Vinny. So Vinny's going to come on and tell us about the legend of Steve's Motel.
As it was known back home, the Mosey Wosey.
The Mosey Wosey.
Or the No-Tell Motel.
No-Tell Motel.
Okay.
It was a hotel that you could rent hourly.
Yes.
Oh, those are never good.
Oh, what are those?
Free movies.
Oh, okay.
You know? Oh. There was always the legends. You know, I was a little bit younger during the time. That you know, the type of motel that had mirrors on the ceiling.
Oh, boy.
Did
it have the vibrating beds?
I can't say I've ever been in there. Okay. But you can.
They said they had water beds in the 70s.
But it stood out like a sore thumb. That was the one place that everybody drove by and whispered about.
Right.
Steve's Motel. And, you know, you parked in the back because everybody knew what was going on at Steve's
right.
Motel.
Right, if somebody saw your car, I'll right. Yeah. Hold up.
But, you know, they always had incidents of drug use. But in 91, that was the big thing, was the triple murder, where it almost looked, a lot of people described it as...
They said it was a professional hit.
A professional hit.
Yes.
On this little family?
Well, they said that there was a burglary, but it looked staged.
Right.
So there's a briefcase with $2,000
left.
Untouched. They were, and they said that burglars generally don't kill kids.
And they usually don't burglarize Sunday morning, which is probably their slowest day of the
week.
Right,
exactly. Yeah. But no one to this day, I remember reading somewhere where the brother or a family member of the husband was kind of a suspect.
And killed somebody later, right?
Yes. A few years later, he was tried for manslaughter. He was not acquitted or found guilty. It was a hung jury.
Isn't that the guy that beat his clerk with
the
golf club?
With the golf club, which to me, it's like,
And he owned, I think, the other notorious, if I'm not mistaken, I think he had an hotel not far away that was the same type of... But it was just this area, if you can picture, it was very suburban.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned 619. I think the actual hotel was on East Turkey Foot Lane.
Oh, yeah.
I
believe. Yes, Turkey Foot.
So school buses would pass by this hotel every day. And it was just like, it just stood out because on the other side, there were, you know, there's neighborhoods, there were houses. And like you said, they finally, the city, I believe, got enough power to buy the land.
And then said, we tearing this bitch down.
Oh, yeah, because it got bad with drugs, the opioid crisis hit that area very, very hard.
According to the Akron Beacon Journal, between 2015 and 2020, now, there was no local law enforcement in this area. There was county sheriffs were the law enforcement. They were called 363 times in that 5-year span the hotel. And paramedics were sent 50 times over 5 years to this one particular hotel. And that was from 2015 to 2020. Imagine since 1937 when the place opened till 2015. That's crazy to me that one place in the middle of, it's almost like all the crime in that area happened at Steve's Motel.
And that's that's what everybody, the rumors would be, you know, it right. goes down at Steve's Motel, right? Like, you know, if something happened, was it at Steve's? You know, like this area, before, wow. they're actually a city now. Back then they were just a township. So picture them basically being right outside of Akron.
Right.
Okay. So mm-hmm. some of the addresses in that area are actually Akron addresses. Mm-hmm. But it had been there so long they couldn't get rid of it. I mean, I would love to see what it looked like in 1937. It might have been the only thing out there.
Right.
Because they eventually put all these houses in these neighborhoods, and it's not a bad area of town. But Steve, you know, when those murders happen,
when you're billing by the hour, it becomes
Yeah, they actually found a body there as recently as 2017.
Overdose?
They didn't say, but they did say that they do routinely treat people for drug overdoses and a variety of injuries. Said there have been reports of kidnapping at Steve's Motel.
Good Lord.
Domestic violence and drug incidents.
And they're these little cottages.
Yeah, you know, there's only 20 of them, but it sounds like...
And they're all separate, so they're not even connected.
So it's not like a typical motel.
No. They were individual buildings, and they were all named after gangsters. The Al Capone building.
Oh, shut up. Yes, they were.
That's crazy.
And it's funny, for never being on the property, you just hear so many stories of all the stuff that would happen there, and the police being there. You know, you would get on the school bus, and there's a good chance you're going to see police outside of Steve's Motel when you're passing by.
It's funny you mentioned a school bus. We'll talk about the murder in a little bit, but that's how they discovered the bodies, was that the school bus used to pick up the daughter every morning, and the clerk that worked there noticed that she didn't get on the bus one day. And so she went to go check, and then she found the family had been murdered. It's funny, if you read articles, if you go to the Akron Facebook page, they're about to throw a damn celebration about tearing this thing down. Someone said it's a relief that it's coming down. We can look forward to the next chapter for this. It's just a hotel, man. It's like
the next chapter.
Eyesore.
Yeah, it's like they turned on the Amityville house or something. I mean, that's crazy. That one hotel, you know, not even a hotel. It's like a
Mosey Wosey.
Yeah, it's a Mosey Wosey. It's funny. They say, actually, that Steve's Motel is like the basis of the no-tell motel trope that you see in movies.
Really?
Yes. Because, I mean, we'll think about 1937.
And their sign is iconic. I mean, if you go look at their sign, it just became the wink and nod every time that you would, drive by. But it was just very crazy, because with that, like you said, a robbery, you don't go upstairs and shoot a little girl while she's sleeping.
Right. Yeah.
So there was always rumors about it being an actual hit.
Right.
That's so weird, though. Like, why this family? Why this child?
I don't know. I mean, that sounds like if you got a family member that is in the business. What if there was a dispute over the hotel? Oh, brother's like, hey, man, you know, we need to sell this. And, you know, I've got these nicer hotels over here. He's like, no, this is where me and my family live. And
if you read some of the backstory, he had moved from, I believe it was Chicago. and he had some type of manufacturing job. Mm-hmm. The name of the family were the Patels.
The Patels. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he had moved from Chicago to basically run Steve's Motel. Mm-hmm. So I forget, maybe it was Steve who ran it before.
Yeah. It's the history of this place is so shaky. It's almost like one of the reasons why when you told me about this, it piqued my interest as I started to read more about it. It's urban legend. It is the very definition of an urban legend. Like, no one knows anything about this place. You could just make up anything you wanted to about how it began, and it will live on in infamy as a legend. So yeah, I don't even know, you know, yeah. Did a guy named Steve start the motel or not? I don't think it was the Patel family, not since 1937, but,
no, I think the Patels took over in, I want to say the early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
So the murder, I believe, happened in 91, correct? Is that the year it happened?
Yeah.
I think so.
Mm-hmm. But the little girl, you know, she went to school right up the street, which is not far from the actual hotel itself. So they, you know, they had to bring in counselors, and even mm-hmm. us being a little bit older, mm-hmm. you know, they made an announcement. Hey, look, there was a murder. A young girl was murdered. And she went to those family of schools. So in Green, it was you know, Green High School, Greenwood, Green right. Middle. So this girl was, I want to say she was in elementary school.
She was six. Yep.
Yeah.
But it was just a big shock to that community that things like that didn't normally happen in that area.
Which is why I'm shocked there just isn't more about it. It really does feel like the community has tried to sweep that incident mm. under the rug, along with everything else that came along with Steve's Motel. Maybe it's, what if it's like some kind of like supernatural shit? Have you guys watched Willy's Wonderland yet?
No.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's Willy's Wonderland is like Nicolas Cage said, hey, people like Five Nights at Freddy's, so let me rip it off and make a movie about it before they do.
Really?
So essentially it's...
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it's total rip off Five Nights at Freddy's, but I'm about to spoil it for everyone out there. Essentially, Willy's Wonderland is like a... There were satanic rituals there, so that the community...
Yeah, they were like serial killers beforehand, and right. then they were doing satanic rituals.
Do satanic rituals and kill the kids and stuff. So when they... After they all died, the community made a deal with the place that they would give sacrifices once a year.
Yeah, they killed themselves and transposed their souls into the
animatronics.
That's yes, right. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm just saying, what if Steve's Motel, the community's like, look, we'll give you all the drug
some
addicts.
Sacrifices.
And yeah, just... Don't
but
kill
was it. There a Nicolas Cage involved? That's what I need to know.
No. Clearly not. Clearly not. Steve's Motel, giant green sign. It's a lot of pictures of it on the internet, which is weird. It's tons of pictures.
And that's
of
not
it.
How I remember it looking. Honestly, they must have done some renovation.
With the little red houses?
Yeah, I don't think they were red back then. I don't remember. But if you're on the street, those cottages sat kind of back away from the street.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. See, that would already seem
yeah, you
sketchy.
Just, I mean, it all, the biggest thing is the sign. Yeah. The sign is right there on the end of the road, almost where your mailbox would be.
Yeah.
So it's right there. Then everything else was kind of set back. So you couldn't really see.
Air conditioning, TV, free movies.
Free movies.
Wow.
I bet you need to know what type of movies those
yeah.
were.
Yeah.
Even some of these shots of the cabins look kind of creepy to me. Like, so... Not that hotels or motels are ever really safe, but, you know, I used to travel a lot from my companies that I worked for, and I always felt the safest in a hotel where the rooms are inside.
Right.
Okay? Mm-hmm.
And then if I was at a hotel where the rooms face the outside, I didn't feel as safe,
mm-mm.
but at least they're connected. If something's going on, someone in the adjacent room be like, man, somebody's getting fucked up over there or something.
Right.
Yeah.
But this isn't that. These are almost like little individual apartment, like houses.
Yeah.
So you could be getting fucked up and nobody would even possibly know it because they're in another house. It's, I mean, they're all close together, but they're not connected. It's just, it's very...
And I remember reading it someplace, and it might have been the Akron Beacon Journal, that they had a lot of problems even getting any information because they didn't make people technically sign in. You know, with that type of environment, yeah. You don't want your name.
Wow.
So I vaguely remember them on the hunt for a red car that had left that morning that the murders occurred. And they actually caught up with this person and kind of, I guess, cleared him. And then they eventually reopened the case in 2006. And that's where they said that they thought that they had two suspects.
I read that, yes. One died, however.
Right, one died. And they believe that one person paid the other to commit the hit. But the names were never, you know, released. So you don't know if it was somebody that had something to do with the hotel itself. But it sounded like a hit. Like it was fishy.
That's fucking crazy. Like, also, just looking at these pictures, I can't even imagine having a six-year-old and trying to raise them around the kind of people that would frequent your motel. Because they lived on the property.
Right.
So, like, in, like, a tiny little, like, in another apartment.
The
house
that was sat off to the side a little bit. Yeah, it would be a horrible, like, environment to...
Like, try explaining to your six-year-old, like, oh, we don't know that man's name. Yeah. We don't want to. Yeah, like, what the fuck?
Well, and that's enough. I don't think that... you know, when people purchase a property that has a history, they don't intend to keep it how it was. I think that the Patel family came across as probably super cheap. And thought, okay, we can build this up into a business, but you just can't get rid of when you have that type of clientele. You just can't turn these people away because they're your business, you know.
And it wasn't, right? That's their business, and it's not like they were a high end. Like they're just gonna flip it over and be like, hey, now this is like the Marriott now. You know, that's not what it was gonna be.
Yeah, it's not even scenic. Like, you can't even be like, scenic cabins by the water. Like, you got shit.
Yeah, it was almost one of those places. Remember, we talked about the Cecil Hotel in the previous episode. Just people felt like you could just get away with stuff there. So that's why they did it there.
Yeah.
We talked before the show about, we came across the case of a man named Dai Hoan, who... is a serial rapist who he's been caught, but he's never been convicted of any of his crimes. But I won't get too deep into that because we could do a whole other episode on this guy. But he's been on trial for sexual assault 6 different times, and he's got off every time because the method in which he does these sexual assaults is technically not sexual assault. And I know that sounds weird, but it falls into this legal gray area and he takes advantage of that. But Steve's Motel is one of the places where he would take his victims to.
Of course.
Like, because who's going to say anything at Steve's Motel? You know, you hear a woman screaming and fighting. And I mean, that's like noon on a Tuesday, right?
Or it's just, you know, it's one of those things where you hear somebody next door to you and you got your own shit going on. Like, that's probably very illegal. Yeah. And you're like, well, I'm not calling the fucking 12. You know, like, you're just not going to get the cops involved because your shit's not together.
And I think, and I could be wrong, maybe you guys looked at it, but I think they were also doing, like, monthly stays. So you could do it hourly.
Oh.
You could do it nightly. I think you might have had people that were actually, when living I looked on there. Their Facebook yeah. page, I think they were charging... like $400-$500 for like the month or something
what?
Like that. Or maybe oh. I'm like, well, I know it's on their Facebook page because there was a lot month. Of people, you know, were making funny comments. Oh, this is the best place ever, upscale. You know, da, da, da. So, but if you go to their Facebook page, is still up and running technically. There are people leaving reviews, things of that nature.
Yeah,
but
I was reading. They actually have a lot of reviews on Yelp and Google, yeah. And it's hard to tell if some of them, are serious right. or you know, if they're being sarcastic. If, for instance, if I go to the Google reviews on Steve's Motel, the very first one, a year ago. The room was cold with no heat. The sink plumbing wasn't hooked up, so the floor was flooded and soaked. But I enjoyed the quietness, and the price was okay for the quality. 3 out of 5. 2 years ago. 5 out of 5. Cabins are small, but I love it. Nice and cozy. The heaters are amazing. Mm. The cabin is nice and toasty with just the pilot light on. Pilot light.
Your pilot light.
In 2012. Yeah.
Great customer service. Just don't mess with the other cabins, but that's understandable. What the hell is that?
That's understandable. Were you knocking on doors?
Don't
what
go ask
fuck?
For bread.
Yeah. So glad I decided to stay here. $175 a week or $500 a month. So, yeah. Okay. Jacob Hayes. By far the best and nicest motel I've ever stayed. This is not an understatement. Clean sheets that are like velvet. As close to a Marriott as you could get.
So oh, no. Services
exceeded. Nah, this got to be it. Yeah, got to be. Then someone else said, hey, the No-Tel Motel. My mother always said that. Never go there. And the other one just down the street. Rent rooms by the hour. Just saying what the folk wisdom of the area used to say. And that folks probably part of or piece of. Not trying to speak as an authority. Just what I've been told. That's why they want them gone. Wow. Yeah, there's a lot. Go read the Google reviews on Steve's Motel. It's very funny. Good comedy.
On Facebook, Roger Davis says, beats the woods or the graveyard and the back seat. 30 exclamation points.
Someone said, if you need a quiet place to spend time with a friend, Steve's Motel is the place to go.
The friend.
Wow, man. Yeah, that's super interesting.
But it's just so funny how it's very hard to find any news on those murders. I'm telling
you.
It's like that one clipping we found.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a clipping. And
then everything else about them destroying it. Right. And they'll, yes, and they'll say, like in passing, oh, the scene of a triple murder.
Yeah, by the way. And three people got killed there.
I tried to Google the Patels.
Me
I
too.
Tried to, yeah, nothing.
You can't find anything.
Fucking nothing, which is crazy to me. That's yeah. not
now,
normal.
Now, granted, it was the 90s.
Right, yeah.
The way information is spread back 30 years ago is nothing like today. So, it could, you know, and plus, it would have been different if that area or Steve's Motel, nothing like that ever happened. You ever see, like, it'll be like a small town and it'll be like a triple homicide and the citizens are all shocked because nothing like that ever happens in our town. The problem is that stuff like that happened at Steve's Motel kind of right. all the time. I mean, now granted, this was a triple homicide and what made it stand out was the fact that it was the owners mm-hmm. and a child.
Yeah.
But Steve's Motel had already been operating for, what, 60, almost well, 57 years to that point?
I'll say this, though. When I was in the middle of my Googling, I was like, there's some shit out there somewhere because one of the hits that came up was an Amazon listing for a black and white photograph of a detective taking evidence out of the crime scene. So
there
like,
was
what?
Stuff in the, I remember there was stuff in the paper back then.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a big thing. But once, I guess, like Kaiser said, you know, with the internet not being that big of a thing, I don't know if any of that stuff got, you know, got logged right, or, yeah. you know.
There should be an archive somewhere.
Something, right. I mean, but I went through pages and pages and pages.
I know. And then I got into shit that had nothing to do with what I was Googling. And I'm like, okay, I'm done. I'm like, I don't need to know what this shit is over here.
But even like you said, looking at the Patels or, you know, stuff like that, you couldn't find anything on them.
So the person that sold it to the city of Green, Ohio, they only paid $190,000 for all that land.
Wow.
Almost 3 acres and all the buildings on it.
Damn, okay.
And the city said, look, we intend to purchase it and raise it as quickly as possible. The person who owned it would not tell his name to Cleveland 5 News or make a comment on the deal.
What? Mm-hmm.
It's like people just don't want to be associated with this shit. They're just like, look.
Is the town that small?
Yeah, it's a pretty small town. It's a pretty quiet community. It's one of those communities where, you know, a lot of people know each other. And, and I'm sure it's very different now. They've incorporated into a city.
Yeah.
I don't know many people that still live in that area anymore.
Yeah.
So they've put a lot of stuff up. But back then, I mean, it was very suburban. You got to think, right kind of where Steve's Motel was, maybe a couple of blocks was where Kaiser was saying 619 was. That was like a major intersection.
Yeah.
It was kind of like off, you know, off into the cut a little bit, I guess you would say. And it was just been there for so long that I think things kept on getting built around it.
Well,
it was stayed.
There's an article I'm reading here. they built a subdivision across the street.
Wendy
Hilgert, who lives in that subdivision, says she welcomed the city's plan to purchase the property. I think it would be good for the community to get that out of here. Maybe try to put something different there. A restaurant would be nice.
Put in a Starbucks.
3 acres?
Right.
Shit.
Yeah. That's funny. They said that the city plans to buy all the property around it, which is around 12 acres, and build something there. The mayor said he'd like to see a medical facility. That's just a horror movie waiting to happen. Don't do that.
Mm.
Yeah, that's...
Steve Returns.
You know, yeah, you know, maybe we should, right? We come up with so many good movie ideas on this Quiet City. Steve Montel would make an absolutely great one. So I want to go back to the murders just for a smidge, just for a tiny bit. Because we've talked about how, like, there's no fanfare about it or anything. But I do think that I wonder if the reputation of Steve's Motel is why, like I said before, is why it didn't get a lot of. Also, there is the fact that the Patel family was Indian. Now, I think that I don't know how many people of Indian descent lived in Ohio.
Or even just that area.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Not many.
So I would imagine that people just kind of glossed over it.
Plus, I don't know. People were pretty shocked. Even though, you know, you had, I think it was most looked at for adulterers. I think that was like the big way that it was looked at. And probably,
do you think the community looked down on the owners though because they own this property that the community hated?
Yeah, probably so. And it seemed to be, from what I can remember, they kept to themselves. They weren't pillars of the, I mean, you know.
Right, yeah.
You know, I don't remember ever hearing about them at the PTA meeting or things like that. But I think they kept to themselves. And I don't know whether they knew what they were walking into when they purchased the place. I'm sure they had to have an idea, you know, with it being an hourly and, you know, your clientele. Right, yeah. You're not taking names when people come to visit.
Yeah.
So, It's just odd that like even in the clipping that we saw, they think it's staged. I mean, they say it was a robbery, but there's $2,000 left in a briefcase that they didn't take. So,
I mean, that sounds like a hit,
because who breaks in if you're gonna rob somebody and then takes the time to go upstairs?
And it's not like everyone knew what Steve's Motel was,
right?
So. It's not like it was a crime of opportunity, like most burglaries.
Yeah, right.
If you're going to go burglarize a hotel, wouldn't you go burglarize where they would keep the money?
Right. You would probably want to hit on like a Saturday night after they were about to close with
the office, right?
Yeah, the most amount of money they had.
But I also think it's funny that there's been no information about these two suspects.
And they will not name them. I mean, I went crazy trying to figure out who these two people.
Yeah.
And all I could find was this one little small part that said that the investigator believed that one paid the other. And they still didn't say which one was the one that died or how he died. You know, was he killed off to keep somebody quiet? You know, there just was no information.
That's so fucking weird. It's so weird that this is a dry well on the internet. We found more about Ruth Price.
All right, this is funny. Oh God, the internet is just the gift and the curse.
Oh.
So if you go to the Steve's Motel site, there are people who actually like showed that they checked in to Steve's Motel, like on Facebook. If you go to the Steve's Motel site. So there's a guy, I'm not going to say his name on the podcast because I don't know what kind of guy this dude is, but you know, if he checks into Steve's Motel, I'm going to click on his profile. I'm going to click on it. I'm just going to show you this guy. Okay, I'm going to show you guys.
Oh, no.
Right? You're like, yeah, he belongs to Steve's Motel.
That's meth. Okay, that's meth in a picture.
Okay,
oh, God. Right,
look at this meme he posted.
Is that Scott?
It's three different cuts this one picture.
Read that, read that.
I'm cut from a different cloth. They don't make that fabric no more.
Is that Scott Farkas from A Christmas Story?
It looks like it.
Shitter's full.
First of all, and here's another thing. Like you said, people parked out back of Steve's Motel because you didn't want anybody to know what you're doing there. But this guy, he's going to check into Facebook like,
I'm here.
Love Steve's.
Here I am.
Love Steve's.
Yeah.
They don't like that pop.
But you know what, Kyle? Maybe they were also getting clientele that were maybe truckers or people that were looking for a quick, fast stop off the highway. Because it's not far off of 77.
Transient.
Yeah.
Yeah, or home, you know, like you said, some of these people are like, you know, someplace warm. Mm-hmm. It's a bed.
$400 a month for like a clean, warm place to sleep? Yeah. Shit.
Yeah. Exactly.
This guy, and I'm going to say his name because he has a great comment. He checked in at Steve's Motel back in 2015. He says, hot shower, cold beer, a fifth of crown, $58 to fart in someone else's bed, priceless.
Get her done.
Hey, he knows what Steve's Motel is all about. He's like, yeah. Look, this is what we're doing here. God bless you, Bobby Thacker. Oh boy, man. The last time someone made a post on this particular Steve's Motel site was last summer. Someone said, I just dropped a guy off at Steve's Hotel. It actually said Ho. Well, Ho is capitalized. Steve's Hotel. Who had been working for me over a week. He hasn't come back to his job or got a hold of me in 3 days. Said I called there to check on him. They told me it's not my problem.
Wow. What?
So he probably dropped this guy off. He's dead. He probably died.
It's not your problem.
They're like, look, bro. Steve Motel got him. Once the lure of Steve Motel sucks you in.
Hey, he's paid up for the month. Until it's time to evict him, don't bother him.
Oh, boy. Okay. We're going to take a real quick break. Hear a word from our sponsor, Anchor.fm. And we're back. It's Quietude. We're talking about the legend of Steve's Motel, a motel in Green, Ohio, that is a history of insanity, capped off by a triple homicide in 1991 that is still unsolved to this day. Steve's Motel was torn down earlier this year. Much celebration by the residents of Green, Springfield, and Akron, Ohio, where it had become described as a nuisance by local residents. There's not a lot about the history of Steve's Motel and particularly the triple homicide, like we talked about in the first part of the episode. But the best part about this is the reviews that it gets. If you go to the Steve's Motel Facebook page or the Google or Yelp reviews, there's a lot of comedy there from people who check into Steve's Motel. And it's almost like people do it just to say they did it.
Yeah, and I'm wondering how many of these people actually went there. Or was this something to do?
There's some of these reviews. This guy was like, I don't like it. I drive past it all the time. It looks gross. Like, why would you do that?
Because we want it gone.
Yeah, one star. Even though I've never
been. What the fuck is the point of this? I've never been. Who cares?
Let's see what Yelp has to say. Someone said. Oh, wait. No.
This review says, great place. Don't know why they shut it down.
Penny D from Akron. Nasty, raunchy, not livable. One star. And then John Q said the rate was $35 a night, but they have a cheaper option. 6 hours for $20. Wow.
What?
That place, dog.
It was one review where I don't know what it was on, but the guy said that he had to go directly to the store and buy sheets.
Oh, I saw that in a Google review.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, they look like small little cottages.
This guy's name is Jai Reed. 3 years ago on Google, which meanwhile Google links to fucking everything, right?
Right.
Good for taking women that do drugs. 3 out of 5.
Hey, I mean,
He's honest.
Yeah, yeah. Just get right to it. Look, if you need to take somebody somewhere to do some drugs, Steve's Motel is that place. Now, I get, you know, this brings up an interesting topic. And I always think about this whenever gentrification comes up. Gentrification is a double-edged sword here. Because as much as a lot of us don't like the idea of gentrification, let's be honest, a lot of times the areas that get gentrified, we weren't trying to hang out in Piedmont Courts. Those of you who are from Charlotte, which is where we're from, you know, when that area was in downtown, it was like, no, you don't go through there. You drive past it as fast as possible. Now it's really, really nice over there. But then I think, well, what happened to the people that live there?
Yeah.
What happened to the people that used to go there and do drugs and commit crimes? They had to go somewhere else and do that same shit, right? They didn't just like evaporate off the earth. So all these people that used to go to Steve's Motel, like if you needed to take a young woman somewhere to do drugs, where would you do it?
Well, listen, there was one other infamous one, nowhere near as infamous as Steve's, but I think this was also where you pointed out earlier in the podcast was, I don't know if they were linked somehow, but there was another hourly hotel bordering Green with Springfield.
Oh, right.
So there was one not far away, and I think that was one. I think when I was looking at one of the reviews and they were saying like, you know, where do we go now? That was like the place they recommended.
You know, I think I saw it because people been murdered there too.
I was going to say, I think it's like Green's Motel.
Yeah.
And it was some lady had been murdered there.
Yeah. So I guess, you know, I guess they just moved. They were like, look, we'll just go on over
here. Can't murder here, gotta murder there.
Right.
But didn't you say, I could have sworn you said, and I don't remember reading that maybe they were related. People that own that other hotel and Steve's Motel.
Ken Patel, I think, was
the brother.
The brother's name.
Okay.
He did own other motels. I don't know if he owned that one, but.
Maybe he was like, there's only one room.
Yeah. Right. There's only room for one Patel in this motel
just feel
game.
Like, why aren't you investigating him more? He beat a guy to death.
He claimed self-defense.
Right, which seems kind of...
He was the cashier.
Yeah, the cashier, he obviously cannot tell the story because he's dead, but apparently the altercation began because the cashier was sleeping on the job.
I think that's...
And Ken Patel said
guess he woke him up.
Yeah, wanted to wake him up. Give him
a little nudges.
A little wax. Like, hey, wake up there, buddy. And he died. So, you know, I just feel like...
Hey, this isn't Steve's Motel.
Right, yeah. Yeah. No sleeping here. I just feel like you talk to that guy and you bring up Steve's Motel. Be like, hey, you just killed someone. Remember when someone killed your brother? Do you know anything about that? And of course he's going to say no, but I just feel like you...
Well, that's maybe when the other guy got killed.
It could be. What if there's like a whole conspiracy here?
Patel cartel?
The Patel.
Ooh.
Yo, if Vinny don't, if I call Vinny like this week and he's nowhere to be found, then
yeah,
I know
you
what
guys
happened.
Check on me.
Then I know what happened. I wonder if this place is haunted. You know, because we read about a lot of places on Disquietude that, you know, a lot of fucked up shit happens over its history. And with this place, you had almost 100 years, 83 years of just pure fuckery. And then they tear it down. There got to be some negative energy at that place, especially, you know, something like a triple homicide there. You know, a kid was murdered there. I gotta think that place was fucking haunted. I'm sorry, I just got it.
Well, I'll be interested to see what they do put there.
Well, it looks like they already have a pediatric hospital right across the street from.
Oh, come on! Do you need any more horror movie? So a kid died, and then you build
a pediatric hospital.
What do you think is gonna happen? there.
And then like two blocks up is the Mayfair Country Club. So that's why it got torn down so fast.
Ah.
Mayfair had been there forever.
Oh, really?
Yes. Mayfair. That was the...
Why didn't they just buy it? They could just buy it.
Well, I think they were...
They didn't get rich right. by spending that money.
I think they were forced to sell it.
Oh, really?
It was one of those things, I think, where the city... Came in and we're taking this. Well, you don't have a choice.
Actually, I don't know if Steve's Motel would have fallen under this law or whatever it is, but the federal government can, if there are federal crimes being committed, the federal government can go into that area and seize that property where it's happening, and then they sell it to the city or give it to the city. That's actually happening in Charlotte over on West Boulevard at that shopping center where everyone knows that shopping center because that's where you go to buy drugs. So I'm wondering if Caesar Motel was kind of the same thing.
I think from what I read, it was the city seizing that property. So at that point, I mean, I don't think it's name your own price, you know.
Right.
Forget what did you say? It was like 190,000.
I think they probably told that dude, look,
this is what we're giving
you. Yeah, exactly.
190,000. Take it or we'll just tear the shit down anyway. So,
but yeah, I find it very funny. Like you said, that he wouldn't name who owned it, who owned the property.
He was like, look, hey,
I don't want you guys thinking bad about me.
Yeah.
Own Steve's on the side.
Look. Yeah. Well, there was one Google comment back in the reviews that was 1 out of 5 stars. And it just said human sex trafficking.
Oh
yeah.
Oh, I am certain. I am. If in a city like Charlotte, where we live, there is sex trafficking, because there is. They've broken up sex trafficking rings here. Oof. Imagine a place like that out of the way. You have a location that the cops, law enforcement don't care about. Nobody in the community likes it. They leave it alone. That's like a breeding ground for that kind of illegal activity. So that would not shock me at all if sex trafficking was coming through Steve's Motel.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me, and the fact that they're not far off of I-77.
Right. Yeah. Right off the off the interstate. Yeah.
I will say that this person, I clicked on their name just to see what else they reviewed, and I can't say that they're of sound judgment. They also gave 5 stars to Walmart in North Canton, Ohio, and says worst interaction with an employee ever.
Five stars.
What the fuck?
Do you recommend Steve's Motel? Yes. I'm clicking yes. What do you recommend about Steve's Motel? Family friendly, romantic atmosphere. I'm clicking
what?
That.
What?
Yeah. Romantic atmosphere.
oh, God.
Historic building. Quiet rooms.
And they're not even rooms. I mean, they look like little sheds that you get at Home Depot.
Heart emojis. Here we go.
Yeah, they're teeny tiny.
Yeah.
All the pictures that I saw, well, it's really just one picture of the interior. It looks like enough for maybe a queen size bed, a little bit of space on either side of the bed, and then like a bathroom. And that's it.
Very small.
Oh, it wouldn't let me put my Steve's Motel review. Okay.
It's permanently closed, Kaiser.
Yeah, sorry. Can't recommend it anymore. Well, you know, I think is most interesting about something like this is that it will, because it's been torn down, it will always live on in legend. I think that's a kind of a cool thing, actually, that it's said that this murder is not solved, and it probably never will be, honestly.
Yeah, I don't think if it's been hasn't been solved yet, and they reopened it in 2006.
But yeah. I think urban legends are the coolest, one of the coolest things about modern culture. And this will be an urban legend. Kids are going to talk about this place that they've never seen before.
Yeah, gosh, it's been since 1991, and I still, like, yearly will get on the internet and see if anything has happened.
Yeah,
like, and that's how I found out that they were tearing everything down. Right. It wasn't like somebody called me and was like, hey, remember the hotel? I just happened to be looking it up, and it was on, I don't know if you noticed, it was on like every news station.
Oh, it was. ABC,
NBC's like locally.
Right, yeah. Every local news affiliate
was out there in front of Steve.
Had a Steve's Motel story about how everyone was so happy it was going down. And then they throw in just like a little tidbit about his checker past. Oh, by the way, somebody got killed there. But the residents are really happy. It's like, hold on, whoa, somebody got, what happened?
Yeah,
what,
like, hey, can we
go back to that?
Triple murder.
Yeah. Triple homicide, the kid was killed. But it's like, hold on, go back to that. And it's just so weird how, like, no one wanted to touch. It's like the nastiest place. Everyone's just kind of like, just tear it down already. It's almost like they feel like just tearing it down is somehow going to cleanse those memories from the community. And over time, eventually, you know, people another forget. 83 years yeah. from now, no one's going to remember Steve's Motel except for in legend. But, you know, like, man, there used to be a hotel where that kid's hospital is where a kid got killed, and that's why her ghost.
But yeah, I was gonna say, like, 15 years, it's right. gonna take on a whole new life.
Right? Yeah, there will be a Starbucks there, and the coffee. You know where the coffee's Starbucks always was? Gonna taste funny.
There was like a mass graveyard here. It's like gonna be something stupid. Some right. kid says to another kid, to another kid.
So per my research, the revenue was $110,000. I guess per year.
Ask.
And it says three employees. However, it's showing family. That I guess, I don't know at what point it was two other Patels that owned it after those Patels.
Well, probably after they were murdered, the family. Ownership. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Moved.
Is this motive?
But are those the people that own the other hotel?
Yeah.
Their name was Canu and a name that I can't pronounce.
Ken's real name? They just called him Ken.
Ooh.
I remember reading they just called him Ken because that was an American sounding name, but his real name was something like what you just.
Interesting.
And somebody named Champa.
Yeah, don't. Yeah.
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 I'm just saying. It just. That just seems fishy to me. Maybe it's because. You know, we do these podcasts and we think of silly shit all the time. But I'm just saying, your brother gets killed in a mysterious way. Like, clearly a burglary.
And right, what's the motive? If it's a murder for hire and you leave money in a briefcase,
isn't it to get rid of you? Kill a 6-year-old, even. Like, that is wild.
He didn't want to take care of her.
They weren't a witness. Like, but, I mean,
but,
yeah.
No, but yeah, but think about it. Okay, so your brother and his wife dies. Everything he owns goes to you, including his children. You got to take care of his kids now, right? Well, hey, kill her too, because kids.
See, this is the same kind of womp-womp feeling that I got with Brian Laundry when we were like, oh, he's probably going to kill himself, and then he killed himself. I was like, come on.
Because he knows we do this enough. You know it's correct. You know it's right. I don't know. I'm not going to call this guy a murderer on our podcast. Like we've done other
not
people.
Not blatantly.
We've done that with other people, but I'm not going to. Hey.
Because there's just so much mystery. Exactly. There's nothing. There's no info out there.
It's just. But if he hadn't beaten that guy to death with a golf club, it wasn't a golf club.
It was a golf club.
Yeah. Then I might. I wouldn't even entertain the thought. But people who have the propensity to kill.
It takes a lot to beat somebody to death with a golf club.
Right. Ending someone's life didn't mean much to him.
Yeah.
And all
that's why he had to outsource.
Right, exactly. Well, yeah, he thought, I can't beat my brother to death with a gun. That's too obvious. I'll pay this. Obviously, he had enough money to. I'll pay this guy to do it. Oh, by the way, make it look like he broke in or some shit.
Well, we need to find out whether he's alive.
I could not find out if
Ken
he was
Patel.
Alive.
Because one of them, they're saying one of the suspects, they
I
believe,
did find,
died.
I found a Ken Patel who owned a hotel who was killed by someone who he was helping out, a homeless person who he had even given room or board. But I couldn't tell if it was the same Ken one. Patel. It was. I think it was in Indiana, somewhere in the Midwest. You know,
that would just be interesting to know because they do state that the two suspects, one of them passed away.
Died. That's true.
Kanu Patel, age 57. One of his previous addresses was Turkey Foot.
They were delinquent on their taxes.
Let's for the building. See. He's from Raleigh.
Go figure.
Got his phone number. Relatives Monhab Mohanbhai Patel.
And he's still alive, or he's the one that passed away?
I can't see if he is dead or alive. Hmm.
That would be something.
His current address is here in North Carolina.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. He's got three in Cary, Apex, and Raleigh.
Let's roll up on him. Like, just quietude.
Hey.
Open up.
Hey.
Hey, remember Steve's Motel.
Wow. Oh, man. You know, I feel like there's something else here underneath the surface, but we'll just never know. We'll never know what it is. Listeners, I know there got to be some listeners. There's got to be somebody from Ohio clicking around, finding stuff on Steve's Motel. Is going to come across our podcast and be like, holy shit, Steve's Motel. If that person is you, hit us up. Hit us up. Hit me up. And then you and Vinny can like mesh together details and we'll solve this.
So it looks like, what is his name? Kanu?
Mm-hmm.
Well, interestingly, someone else with the same name, don't know if it's him, owned another hotel in Michigan where a woman was killed at the hotel.
Wow, Kanu, just bodies piling up, sir.
Hey, man.
What a coincidence.
I'm just saying.
That's why you get 6 hours for $20.
Right, yeah.
And then someone else with that same exact name owned a hotel in New Orleans.
Okay.
And someone was killed there too.
Okay, so I gotta find out. I need someone of Indian descent.
Is that a common name?
Is that that is a common
Patel, definitely.
Well, yeah, the first name.
But is it common for people named Patel to own hotels in the United States? Is
this? So yeah.
Okay, so apparently.
Yes.
Okay.
But, and I'll tell you some things off air.
Okay, all right.
Yes.
Are they all like related though? Are they all like, I don't know. I want to dig further into this.
But why do people keep getting killed at their hotels though?
Well, I think that's the propensity for death in hotels.
Yeah, people get killed at hotels a lot. So I'll let them off the
motels. Like,
motel.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, that's, I don't know. We'll get QAnon on that. on the Patel Hotel. No, actually, we don't want them on that, actually.
I just saw an article called the Patel Motel Cartel.
No. Oh, boy. So.
A Patel Motel Cartel? There's a whole New York Times article.
Right, yeah, I saw that.
Wow.
Why are all motel owners named Patel? That's not me, listener. That is Google. Don't call me racist.
We're going to get messages. Thanks, Allie.
Listen.
I think that also makes this maybe harder to investigate. Maybe the cops are like, I'm not diving into that underworld. We'll call it good. Unsolved. Cold case.
There's a National Geographic article, How Indian Americans Came to Run Half of All U.S. Motels. Wait, this is a phenomenon I did not know.
Yeah, wow. I didn't. While I'm researching this, I'm kind of making this connection, like what you just described. And I'm like, really? I didn't realize
there's a bunch owned here in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Did not. What? Wow, that's.
Wow. I think I honestly, first of all, I never really go to motels.
I'm talking about Marriott's and hotels.
Yeah,
and
like I just don't pay attention. All right, check me the fuck in. There's no bugs. Okay, goodbye. Like we're like.
Very interesting.
Yep.
All right. I think that's going to cover the gamut about Steve's Motel. This was a great episode. I'm glad we decided to do it. Listeners, if you have any information about Steve's Motel, particularly anything you can tell us about that triple homicide in 1991, I want to know more about that because I think that would be worth revisiting down the line if you know, on its own, should someone, you know, this will be something I kind of keep my eyes out for, especially since they've reopened the case. One day, somebody's got to come forward and be like, okay, yeah, it was the brother, but he died. So that would be cool.
Thank you guys for having me.
Of course, you are welcome.
Love the show.
Vinny is a long time, like since.
Yeah, since the beginning. I love the podcast. You guys do an awesome job. So.
Yes. Next week, what are we doing? We're talking about mass graves.
You want to do that?
Let's do that.
Okay.
We'll mass that. Graves.
We'll leave it at that, listeners. We'll give you you'll get the details in next week's episode. I've got to stop telling you guys in advance what we're doing, because then what happens is that you go on Wikipedia and Google and you find out all the information, and then you don't listen to the whole episode because you know everything. So you just have to wait. You'll just have to wait. Thanks also to our listeners that our Spotify listeners that have been doing the polls and the Q&As. That is a new feature. You know, and it's great to hear what you guys have to say about certain stuff and interact. If you want to interact with us even more directly, be sure to check us out on Facebook. We're just Disquietude on Facebook. Also Instagram, Disquietude Pod. Or you can go to our website, www.disquietude.net, and you can contact us there. One day I will buy the .com domain, but it is, I think it's $12,000 for disquietude.com.
What the hell?
Yeah, I know. Why? Like, why? I understand it's a cool word. Now, disquietude.net, I paid $5 for. Disquietude.com was $12,000.
I'm going to blame Jeff Bezos. I feel like it's his fault.
It probably is. Yeah, probably is. So, somehow. So also, if you're the guy that owns that domain, come on, bro.
Don't be an asshole, man.
Come on, man.
It's rule number one.
Yeah. Come on. So yeah, you guys have a great week. Hopefully, you hear our lovely voices again next week.
Bye.
Don't go to Steve's Motel.